Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, grandpa just make 80 years old. So he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to join us. For now it is showtime.
Tell it to the judge, but just don't tell it to me. My name is Lou Rollo. Hello there, everyone, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. And the show I have tonight for you is pretty great. See, I'm trying to rhyme everything tonight. It's not going to work, though. We just heard the Monotones out of Newark, New Jersey, something recorded for the on Argo Records in June of 1959. The Monotones and Tell It to the Judge. And I have my usual assortment of vocal group harmony for you tonight that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. Some of them you are familiar with, I'm sure, and some of them I hope you're not familiar with. This next one is actually coming up in this three-record set. I think many of you know the great group from the Bronx, the Fantastics. Well, before they were called the Fantastics, I had another name called the Pharaohs. And they had some recordings that were never released. This one was one of them. Probably recorded in about 1958. Here are the Fantastics, although at this time they are known as the Pharaohs. This is something called Rocket 88.
Hey, fellas, tell me if I'm driving too fast. Hey, fellas, tell me if I'm driving too fast. Cause I really don't know how long this ride will last. Well, rising high, rising low. Oh, man, this car can go. Frame, storm wind, white water supercharged engine. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Change color. Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WRSU. Whoa.
See the one who loves. you. Wake up and see the one who loves you.
Oh, yeah, something issued 1965 on Laurie Records by a group that was formerly known as the Elegants, and it was called Wake Up. At that time, they decided they were classier than the Elegants, and they added an E to their name, and since then they've been known as the Elegants. Well, excuse me. But they're the Elegants, no matter what you want to call them, on Laurie Records from 1965, kind of late for them. Really good record, though, called Wake Up, and just ahead of that, probably the only record I ever would play by Danny and the Juniors. We just heard it. Dottie on ABC Paramount from May 1958. And as I told you, we opened up with something probably recorded in 1958 by the Pharaohs and something called Rocket 88. And as Jeff Works was saying, that's not the first rock and roll record by Jackie Brenston, which is really Ike Turner, but something totally different, same title. All right. Now, if that didn't wake you up, let's go to the Tampa record label out of, where do you think? Right, California, August 1956. Here are the Flannels. Great name for a group, right? Really classy thing. Not the Silks, not the Cashmeres. The Flannels. And Hey Rube.
Hey Rube.
Lying in my tent, just about sleep, when I heard a noise that shook my head and feet. I peeked out my tent. To my surprise, I was staring right in that lion's eye. I ran to get help from the tattoo man. I found him hiding his tattoos in hand. And the big fat lady had climbed the trapeze. And the strong man was sitting on her knee. The rubber man could not be found. He was so scared, he stretched to the next town. My pal, the thin man, who walked with the gait, heard the lion roar, and he gained weight. The lion saw the elephant and began to grin. The elephant took his trunk and did the lion in. And the lion trainer, who I thought was a rage, I found him hiding in a lion's cage.
I said, darling, are
yeah, how about that? On Warwick Records, June 1959. That was Jeannie and her boyfriends with Baby. Actually, it's not accurate. She gets credit on both sides of the record, but Jeannie only sings on one side. By the way, that's not her real name, too. I forget her name, but it's not Jeannie anything. But that was Baby by really the boyfriends, or Jeannie's boyfriends, on Warwick Records from June 1959. And it was the Flannels with Hey Rube on Tampa Records from August 1956. Yeah, and I got some announcements for you after the next set. But right up now I have, let's see, what do we, oh yeah, Linda Hayes and the Twigs on Hollywood Records coming up next. 1954, now you know Linda Hayes, originally from Elizabeth, New Jersey, moved out to California in probably 1952 or 3, and got a nice singing career there. Then she brought her brother out from Elizabeth, New Jersey, a guy named, Tony Williams, the lead singer of the Platters. And she got him into the business, too. So Linda Hayes, we're going to hear I've Tried So Hard by Linda Hayes and the Twigs. And right after that, from 1955 on Parrot Records, we'll hear the Five Arrows, really Paul Bascom and the Five Arrows with Pretty Little Thing. But right now, we've got Linda Hayes and the Twigs, and I've Tried So Hard, right here on the Big Beat Show.
Commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living. One thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
I told myself I'd leave you and never miss your touch. I told myself a little too much. But my heart won't heal. You don't know what it's like to be continually upset. Tell myself that I'm still in love with you. You don't know what it's like to be continually upset, remembering that someone you promised to forget. Well, I told myself your kisses were good for someone new, but I forgot to tell myself that I.
How about that one? That was pretty nice. Something by a group called The Eagles on Mercury Records. And that was cool. I told myself. The Eagles are a group that I really didn't used to like very much back in the 50s anyway, and even in the 60s. And I guess I've more or less learned to like them in the last, maybe 8 or 10 years. And there's one of them. I told myself by The Eagles on Mercury Records from December 1954. And it was Paul Bascom and the Five Arrows, a Parrot Records from 1955, and that was called Pretty Little Thing, and the top of that set, Linda Hayes and the Twigs on Hollywood Records from 1954, and I've tried so hard. Okay, and now it's time for a bunch of, announcements. First of all, there's a couple of movies coming up. First of all, next week I'll be having my very special guest, Warren Tesoro. And let me tell you something, that's going to be a trip for everybody when Warren's here next week. So please tune in next week. Now, the week after that is Thanksgiving, November 27th. I will not be here for that this year for any show on Thanksgiving. And on December 4th, the week after Thanksgiving, this show will be preempted by a basketball game. That happens once in a while, as you know. On December 11th, this show will be preempted by a basketball game. So 3 weeks in a row. I won't be here, but we'll be back on December 18th for at least one show, and then I won't be here on Christmas either. So let's get it while we can, as they say. So next week, Warren Tesoro, then November 27th, December 4th and 11th, I will not be here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, one more thing. A couple movies coming out probably during that time, so I just want to tell you about them. One called The Dukes. I have not seen it. I've heard some reviews about it, but it's pretty much hype. I don't know. They were supposed to send me a promo copy so I could review it and let you know, but they haven't yet. And also that movie about Chess Records called Cadillac Records will be coming out. Also, I think in the early December, so we got that stuff to look forward to, all right? And I'm pretty sure one or both of those films will be all right, but I'll let you know about it when the time comes. And I also want to remind you about the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association. I don't tell you about this too much, but I really should. If you want to be a member of the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association and get their newsletter, you should write to PGHA 116 Spring Flower Court, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. Or I'm looking for, where is this? Oh, yeah, and I'm going to have to give you the email. Oh, here it is. Mr. Lee's email, the president of the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association, has a new email, incidentally. It's called phadw@verizon.net, all right? phadw@verizon.net. I think many of you people who were formerly members of UGHA should be throwing a few bucks in the way of the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association. I think that might be a pretty good idea. Let's see.
We now return you to our musical program.
Okay.
I'm telling you I love you. I'm telling you I do. Oh, don't you ever tell me that you and I are through. I want you to love me with all your might. And tell me, darling, everything is gonna be alright.
Gonna be alright.
Oh, since I met your mother, oh, and your father too, I'm satisfied now. In the morning, call a preacher, set a day for me and you, send invitation to our location. My love for you is really true. I want my friends to be there when we walk down the aisle. We'll look so good together. We'll flash a pretty smile.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly the same song as the record I played last week by the Chateaus. That came out in 59. We just heard Gene Moore and the Chimes on Combo Records from 1954, though. And that song was Reap What You Sow. And just before that, Arthur Lee May and an unnamed, uncredited group. And also unreleased recording. It was recorded in the late 50s for Flip Records. Arthur Lee May and group with Tell Me Darling. A lot of up-tempo stuff here tonight. And I'll slow it down a little bit. And I even have a scratchy record for you later on. I'm going to play a deliberately scratchy record just so you know we're playing vinyl here. And it's red plastic, too. But right now, this group, next group was the Bill Lanford Quartet. Bill Lanford had two records on RCA Victor. This one from 1953. Actually, I think both of them were 1953. Let's give a listen to this one. It's called You Ain't Got Faith, right here on the Big Beach Show.
Happened in the story like the good books say. Well, David met Goliath and smote him dead. Well, David wasn't worried, though he had no sword, but he had religion and he trusted in the Lord. No, you ain't got faith until you got religion. No, you ain't got faith until you got religion. You ain't got faith until you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Oh, you ain't got faith until you got religion. Oh, you ain't got faith until you got religion. Oh, you ain't got faith until you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Heard about Daniel in the lion's den. Everyone predicted that it would be his end. Well, Daniel wasn't worried, great God, when the lion roared, 'cause he
had religion and he trusted in the Lord.
Oh, well, you ain't got faith until you got religion. Great Almighty, you ain't got faith until you got
religion.
My bro, you ain't got faith until you got religion. So
get religion in your soul.
Oh, well, you ain't got faith until you got
religion.
Almighty, you ain't got faith until you got
religion.
I say you ain't got faith until you got religion. So
get religion in your soul.
Oh, ain't got faith until you got
religion.
Oh, and you go.
If it's unreleased Checkers you want on the King label, you just got it. That was recorded September 26, 1953 by the great Checkers. That's David Bourne, little David, singing lead on that one for sure. And it's called Friend in Need, out on a CD now on Ace Records. And before that, we played the Drivers on RCA Victor Records, September 1957, the Drivers in their big bass version of Blue Moon. And the Bill Lanford Quartet on RCA Victor from about 1953, and You Ain't Got Faith. Played something a little while ago on the Tampa record label. Here's something else that was recorded for Tampa, mid to late 50s, but not released. Tony Allen. Tony Allen, one of the fixtures out in California in the group Harmony scene. He shows up on quite a few recordings, actually. Here's another one. Although this one, as I said, never actually released as a single. Tony Allen and group. This is Tell Me.
Tell me,
care. Show me, show me that you care.
I'm Doc Robinson of the Mastertones, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Darling, you are the pick of my heart.
Oh, darling, you are the fair, not the fall.
Oh,
I command.
Yeah, I heard a little scratchy, big band scratchy record by the Mastertones on Bruce Records from October 1954, and Tell Me. I played that deliberately from that so we can all remember what that sounds like. Yep, those of you who don't remember, well, there you go. That's good for you, too. The Mastertones with Tell Me, and it was Tell Me by Tony Allen, an unnamed group, and an unreleased recording recorded for the Tampa label. And I think I'll start this song a little behind me here while I... This is something playing in the background by Tina Robin and an unnamed group on Mercury Records from September 1961 called Please, Mr. DJ. I just wanted to do that.
I want my baby to remember when we danced to the jukebox while the lights were low, till they played goodnight, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when we did that. Don't forget, next week, Warren Tesoro will be here. There's going to be some changes in the studio. I hope we can get that show in. I think we probably will be able. There's going to be a great show, incidentally. And the week after that, November 27th, I will not be here.
How he loved me then.
Won't be here on December 4th or 11th, but I'll be back on the 18th.
DJ, play it again. A thousand stars in the sky.
Well, maybe we're not going to play that one on the Big Beat Show. Except by the Rivoliers. Okay, thank you very much, Tina Robin, on Mercury from September 1961. But right now I gotta give you my last recording for this evening, and don't forget to be here next week with me, okay? But right now, great, great song by the Eldorados on VJ Records from June of 1957. We're going to close out tonight's show with A Rose for My Darling. So, thanks very much for listening. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues show coming right up, okay? But right now, we've got the Eldorados, as I mentioned on VJ, A Rose for My Darling. May harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. Good night.
Here's a rose for you, dear, grown in heaven above. It was meant to be worn by only you. With this rose I give my love. Rose and my love, you can't help but love me. And if your love is true, we will never part. Take this rose and my love, and believe what my lips say, and may I to you, my love. This rose and my love, you can love me. And if your love is true, we won't part. Take this road. knows. I know if your love is true, I know we'll never be blue, for we'll never part.
Do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do, woo.